Item number 20 here. You found a new way to skin the cat, huh, Joe? Strike bass? The reporting. All right.
I really like this one. Make it easier for people.
This is a public hearing, Chapter 4, VAC 20-252-10, pertaining to the taking of striped bass to streamline buyer reporting requirements. Just a little bit of background. In January 2005, the Commission voted to put new requirements in place for striped bass buyer reporting. All the requirements that were in place in 2005 are still the same ones that are in place today. Any buyer that purchases striped bass in Virginia is required to have a striped bass buyer permit, and they're required to provide written reports to the Commission of their daily purchases. Reports are to be completed and submitted by the 5th of the following month. In Section 130, subsection H, we also have a requirement that each permitted buyer will call the Commission's interactive voice messaging system in December on a daily basis. They have to call in right now whether they purchase anything or not. Over the past few years, fisheries management staff has noticed that this requirement is not necessary anymore. We are on a quota system, and the compliance with this is not very high anyway. And for our daily management and quota monitoring of the species, we do not feel that we no longer need this. This is just to show you what the buyer reports look like. I don't know if you can see it with the glare, but right now we require them to put the date, the MRC ID number of the harvester, the amount of tags used, tell us whether it was bay pounds or ocean pounds, and then we also have a price column. They're not required to do that. We just use that information for our price survey if they give that to us. Right now, currently in 2016, we have 45 striped bass buyer permits issued, and they are all required to do monthly reporting. Okay, as you can see here, we have a few things taken out of subsection H. We're going to be removing some of the things that are required on the buyer reporting form, such as gear type, water area fished, city and county of landing. The harvesters provide us all this information, so we feel that it's redundant and we don't need that on the buyer reporting form. And then at the bottom, you can see that we're just removing the sentence that has them calling in every day in December. Staff recommends approving amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-252-10 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to streamline buyer reporting requirements. Staff has received no written public comment to date, but we all have spoke to a few buyers who are in favor of removing this requirement.
I like this, a regulation change that makes things easier for some folks. Yeah. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Packard?
One question. Why are we sort of now deciding that we don't want those daily call-ins, besides the fact they didn't want to do it, apparently?
Right. Well, so I've been doing this for 2 years now, and we noticed last year and for a few previous years. So we're on a quota system where they're issued tags, and they only have a certain amount of pounds to catch. So we're between the harvest reports and the buyer's reports. We have enough in our quota tracking that we don't need this. And very few buyers actually do this on a daily basis. And by the time it takes staff to check all the lines and everything, we're not really using this information to help us track the quota. So we just feel that it's not necessary anymore.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
We move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well, quite happily. Motion passes unanimously.